In the beginning, Mama cursed. The only time my mother ever swore, or so I was told, was the day I was born. According to Granny, Mama would have made a sailor blush. I weighed 9 pounds and had the biggest head of any baby the midwife had ever delivered. "God damn it all to hell," she yelled, grabbing Father by the collar. "You will never touch me again, you son of a bitch." Which explains why I don't have any siblings, and a whole lot else besides. I was named Tobias after my great-grandfather, the original Tobias Henry, who left Kentucky and settled in Texas sometime in the mid-1800s. That's where I was born, though I have no memories of my first years in Texas. My father moved us to Michigan when I was 3. But somehow, someday, I was destined to return. Maybe it was the spirit of old Tobias in my blood. Or maybe I felt drawn back to Texas because I hated Michigan winters. We lived north of Grand Rapids, in a little town called Remus, where my father was the Baptist pastor. I had good reasons for hating winter. For one thing, I'd have to trudge to the outhouse through 4 feet of snow. And once I got to the outhouse, I couldn't sit down or my ass would freeze to the seat. But Father loved winter. Not Christmas time, mind you, but the dead of winter. That bleak stretch between January and March when old folks lose the will to live. Being a pastor, it was booming business for my father. But it wasn't just the funerals that made him love winter. What he relished was the chance to discipline the flesh, to bring the passions under the spirit's control. "Warm weather pampers a body," he'd say. "But winter mortifies the flesh and invigorates the soul. There's nothing like a brisk, biting wind to fend off gluttony and lust." I could see his point. It's hard to fornicate when your balls are frostbitten.